Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move to reduce India's dependence on imported fuels, the Union Cabinet has approved a massive 37,500 crore rupees scheme to promote coal and lignite gasification in the country. This scheme is particularly noteworthy because it targets the gasification of about 75 million tons of coal or lignite, offering a capital subsidy of up to 20% of the plant and machinery cost for new surface gasification units. The Ministry of Coal will be the implementing ministry for this ambitious project. The scheme aligns with the national target of 100 million tons of coal gasification by 2030, set under the National Coal Gasification Mission conceptualized in 2020. But what exactly is coal gasification? It is a thermochemical process that converts carbonaceous fuel into a gaseous fuel called syngas, which is a mixture of carbon monoxide and hydrogen, at high temperatures in a controlled oxygen or steam environment in a vessel called a gasifier. The reactions involved in this process can be simplified into three main steps: the water-gas reaction, where carbon reacts with water to produce carbon monoxide and hydrogen; partial oxidation, where carbon reacts with oxygen to produce carbon monoxide; and the water gas shift, where carbon monoxide reacts with water to produce carbon dioxide and hydrogen. It's also important to distinguish between surface and underground gasification. Surface gasification involves converting coal into syngas in a facility located on the surface, whereas underground gasification involves converting coal into syngas while it is still underground. The downstream uses of syngas are varied and significant. Syngas can be used to produce ammonia, methanol, synthetic natural gas, and even hydrogen. But why does this matter? The strategic logic behind this scheme is rooted in import substitution. India imports nearly 220 million tons of coal annually, most of which is coking coal used for steel production. Additionally, imports of liquefied natural gas, urea, methanol, and ammonia can be substituted with domestically produced syngas, reducing foreign exchange outgo. In the financial year 2024-25, India's oil and gas import bill was approximately $180 to $185 billion. By promoting coal gasification, India can reduce its dependence on imported fuels and save valuable foreign exchange. India has the fifth largest coal reserves globally, with over 300 billion tons of proven reserves. Most of these reserves are non-coking, high-ash thermal coal, which is not suitable for steel production but is well-suited for gasification. The government plans to supply new gasification units with coal from captive mines and through the mine developer and operator framework. The current fuel price increase, with a 24.71% year-on-year rise in fuel WPI in April to May 2026, underscores the need for alternative energy sources. Coal-derived methanol and synthetic natural gas can offer a partial energy hedge against tanker disruptions, particularly in the Strait of Hormuz. The implementing architecture for this scheme will be overseen by the Ministry of Coal, which was created in 1957. The current Minister of Coal is G. Kishan Reddy. The ministry has allied public sector undertakings, including Coal India Limited, NLC India Limited, and Singareni Collieries Company Limited. The scheme will be administered through a new empowered committee. There will also be coordination with other ministries, including the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change for environmental clearance, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas for syngas integration with refining, and the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy for green hydrogen linkages. However, it's worth noting that coal gasification is not carbon zero, it merely shifts the carbon penalty. The scheme implicitly assumes a carbon capture, utilization, and storage layering in the medium term, which is aligned with India's net zero target of 2070, announced at the COP26 Glasgow Summit in 2021. In terms of reserves and production, India produced approximately 997 million tons of coal in the financial year 2024-25, the highest ever. The production target for the financial year 2025-26 is around 1 billion tons. Coal India Limited accounts for about 75% of the national output. Lignite, also known as brown coal, has lower carbon content but higher moisture levels, which affects its gasification economics. Lignite reserves are concentrated in Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, and Rajasthan, with the principal producer being NLC India Limited. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers Indian economy and infrastructure and environment. It also touches upon GS Paper 2, which deals with government policies and intervention. The main angles for this topic include discussing the rationale and trade-offs of the coal gasification scheme, examining how gasification reconfigures the economic value of India's coal reserves, and critically evaluating the assertion that coal gasification can substitute imports of various fuels and chemicals. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Syngas is a mixture of carbon monoxide and hydrogen produced from coal or biomass gasification, and it is a feedstock for ammonia, methanol, synthetic natural gas, hydrogen, and direct reduced iron. Coal India Limited is a statutory public sector undertaking created through the Coal Mines Nationalization Act, 1973, and it is the world's largest coal producer. NLC India Limited is a public sector undertaking under the Ministry of Coal, engaged in lignite mining at Neyveli and Barsingsar. The National Coal Gasification Mission aims to gasify 100 million tons of coal or lignite by 2030. The National Methanol Economy Program, launched by Niti Aayog in 2016, targets methanol blending and gasification to methanol value chains. Carbon capture, utilization, and storage is central to the clean coal thesis. The program for restoration, awareness, generation, nourishment, and amelioration of Mother Earth promotes alternatives to chemical fertilizers and complements urea import substitution. India's net zero target year is 2070, announced at the COP26 Glasgow Summit in 2021. The National Mineral Policy 2019 and the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act 2023 allow for private exploration in critical minerals. Lignite is a type of brown coal with high moisture and lower carbon content, and its principal deposits are found in Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, and Rajasthan. In conclusion, the approval of the 37,500 crore rupees coal and lignite gasification scheme marks a significant step towards reducing India's dependence on imported fuels and promoting energy security. As India moves towards its net zero target, the role of coal gasification and syngas production will be crucial in the country's energy mix.